I believe our trade policy is increasingly off course. And I say that as someone who supported the WTO, I supported PNTR, I've supported a number of other trade agreements. I opposed NAFTA. I opposed the Canadian, so-called Canadian Free Trade Agreement, because I thought both of those would hurt my state. Indeed, they have. I look at the record, and here it is. This is what's happening to the trade deficits after one of these successes after another. Until 10 years ago, we had never run a trade deficit of more than $100 billion in a year. Last year, the trade deficit was over $600 billion. And this year, we're headed for a trade deficit of $700 billion. CAFTA, by all accounts, has minimal benefits for our country. The United States International Trade Commission, the agency of the United States government responsible for doing analysis of all trade agreements, whose estimates have been repeatedly cited by the U.S. Trade Representative in support of other free trade agreements, has concluded that this agreement will increase our trade deficit with the region by $110 million a year. We're told this is going to be a great boon for American agriculture. I represent one of the most agriculture states in the nation. I've examined this closely. I don't know what are they talking about when they say it's going to be a big boon for agriculture. We already have 94% of the wheat market. We already have 94% of the barley market. It's hard to get more than 94% of a market. And in return for these very modest gains, CAFTA puts the efficient, competitive U.S. sugar market at risk, an entire industry at risk. Sugar is a $2 billion industry in the Red River Valley. It is critically important to my state and our neighboring state of Minnesota. This industry employs 146,000 people in this country, and it's all put at risk by this agreement. Now, I know our friends who are advocating this agreement said, oh, no, this is not going to hurt sugar. Come on. Come on. It's not going to hurt? I mean, anybody that examines this agreement and the precedent it sets for other agreements, coupled with the most recent news about what's happening with sugar from Mexico, has to understand the threat to the United States. So when anyone tells you CAFTA will not put the U.S. sugar industry at risk, they simply don't know what they're talking about, or they're not telling the truth. It's one of those two. They either do not know what they're talking about, or they are not telling the truth. Unfortunately, it does not stop there. CAFTA is not the only trade agreement coming down the pike. As I've indicated, if we just apply this same precedent to the other agreements being negotiated, you're going to collapse the sugar market in this country.